Christ God, the poor brother, sits down when his wounded hand touched mine. And the Lord bless your brethren from Dublin. The Lord bless you. And I'm terrible with names, brother. The Lord bless you both anyhow. And the Lord bless each one. Praise God. Let's sing that, brother. Let's really worship the Lord tonight. I heard so many wonderful testimonies last night. And what I was going to preach, part four, on the blood, but when I got home the day and waited on the Lord had a different idea. And maybe I'd be reading the same scripture the night you heard read this morning. Well, that wasn't my plan, but this, maybe that's the way the Lord's worked it. And I'm not sure what was read this morning, but let's worship the Lord tonight. God knows everything. Amen. Praise God. And whatever God says, God confirms his word. And I believe God's three things he wants to tell us so that we can come into a greater victory. Praise God. Let's really worship the Lord tonight. Praise God. Praise God.
When his word is
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this evening that we are a privileged people, that we can come in boldly by the new and living way through the rent veil into thy very presence. From thy footstool we come into thy very throne room and into thy very presence, pleading the merit of the precious blood of the Lamb.
Jesus.
Father, we thank thee this evening for the power of thy blood.
Yes.
That it destroys the works of the devil.
Yes.
Lord, we believe your testimony to your word tonight.
Amen.
Lord, that it is yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I would ask this evening for the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit to be in this building tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll touch every heart.
Yes, Jesus.
Pray that you'll meet every need. Pray you'll give your people great victory.
Amen.
And deliverance.
Yes.
Over every work of the enemy. Lord, we come against demon powers and lying spirits tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And we take authority over them. Lord, we pray for a moving of the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you, Lord, you undertake for me. In Jesus' name. Father, I say amen to all that's been prayed tonight. We pray again for Brother Keith. We ask you'll strengthen his heart.
Yes.
That you'll strengthen his body.
Jesus.
May the power of God go on him.
Yes.
From the crown of his head till the soles of his feet.
Yes.
May he know the touch of the Master tonight. In Jesus Christ's name. Touch your sister Eileen, we pray as well. Give her strength and give her courage. In Jesus Christ's name. Thwart the attacks of the devil. Oh God, we curse demon powers and demon forces tonight. We rebuke the spirit of death. And oh God, we speak life. And that more abundantly. In Jesus' name.
Lord, you said we had the power in our tongue to speak death or life. And we speak life tonight in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Lord, let our brother live. Let him be strong. And let him be well, we pray. Health to the feeble and strength to the very bones in Jesus Christ's name. Father, for others in this room that's been seeking your face and praying for someone near and dear to them, we send the Holy Spirit upon that man or woman right now. We pray the power of God to come on them and to speak to them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Father, we're so glad tonight we're redeemed.
Yes.
Not by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Our hearts burn within us this evening. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. And we say the Lord has done great things for us, for off we're glad. We bless you now, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. She comes from beside him and say, the Lord's moving and he's going to move more. Amen. Praise God. You believe it tonight? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord good? You're meant to see that. Praise God. We're going to be reading from Luke chapter 5. But while we look to it, we had a wonderful service this morning down in Dublin with the saints of God. And the Lord touched people. I know the Lord touched people. And several young people responded for the sinner's prayer and many others for healing. And we just thanked the Lord, and I preached about the storm. God is in the business of removing storms. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight about the paralysis of faith. And I want to take a text from this chapter 5 of Luke. Let's read from verse 17. You can just remain seated this evening. Verse 17 of Luke 5. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Now when I read this, Pharisees, I always can hear Jacko preaching this part when I read it. Because Jacko said, there was Pharisees and there was Sadducees. There were far and then there were sad. And that's the way he reads it. I know it wasn't this scripture, another one. But when I read it, I think about Pharisees and Sadducees. Praise God. And we're come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to him. Hallelujah. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and that means he's paralyzed. And they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not find what they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the roof, the tiling, with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk. But that ye may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, this is a tremendous scripture, and I hadn't planned to preach this tonight. I was going to preach about the blood when I got home this evening, and I went and I prayed. And I prayed, and then someone just said to me, pray again. Sometimes I do that. Maybe it's a habit, but it's a good habit, isn't it? And I prayed again. I just felt to go back to this scripture and this. Now you know Satan will either paralyze you or you'll paralyze him. One or the other. And he wants to paralyze our faith. And this man here was paralyzed. But he met someone that could cure them that are paralyzed.
Amen.
And the someone that can cure the paralyzed is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want to say this evening from the very outset of this service, and the scripture says it, that the power of the Lord was present. And I want to say, whenever Jesus says, the power of the Lord is present right there.
Amen.
The Word of God has promised us that where two or three of us is gathered in His name, He is in the midst, and that to bless us. So if the Lord is promised to be in the midst, then the power of the Lord has to be there as well. Jesus never comes and leaves His Father somewhere else. Whenever Jesus goes, whenever Jesus is, the power of the Lord is present because He is that power.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us, as many as received Him, to them give He power.
Amen.
To become the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the natural paralysis we know is when the nerve, the spinal cord can be broken in an accident or an injury, and that person becomes paralyzed. They no longer can walk, they no longer can do for themselves, they're in a very helpless condition, they're depending upon others, and this man here was depending upon others, but thank God there was those around him that had faith.
Amen.
And I said this morning, and this, what I'm going to say, I got the inspiration of it from Albert Chambers. And Albert Chambers made this statement. He said, when you are going about doing good as Jesus was, the devil will be against you. But even though the devil will be against us when we go about doing good, the Bible says, though the gates of hell be against us, they cannot prevail.
Amen.
Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
And I tell you, this man had men around him that had faith, and they knew if they could get him to Jesus, he's going to be well.
Amen.
Now, it wasn't easy. They didn't just walk out the front door. There was a job in hand to get him to Jesus. And sometimes it's difficult to get people to Jesus. Sometimes it can be difficult to get people healed. But you don't give up because it's difficult. You keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Maybe you think you're praying and God never heard your prayer, and the devil's speaking to you, and the devil says you need to stop now, give up. But these men never give up. They climbed up on the roof.
Amen.
They broke the roof off. I don't think the boy would have been happy if he lived in this house. You imagine you fellas that's built new houses. If I come over with Brother John here tomorrow night and broke the roof up on you and dropped somebody down through it. But I tell you, these fellas weren't worried about a roof. They're worried about getting to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And I tell you, sometimes there's some things we're going to have to break up.
Yes.
Just to get to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And I tell you, they were determined to get this man to Jesus. Now you can't, when you're paralyzed in the natural, we know types of spiritual, and if Satan can, he will try and paralyze your faith. How will he do it? Here's these three keys. Now I know I preached it before. I want to preach it again. The first night I preached it, a lot of people weren't here. I don't even think it was recorded. I've noticed the devil does his best. That if God gives you someone, He never wants it to go too far. Because He knows it can affect people in the right way. And He doesn't want that. How many believe that tonight? I tell you, there's three things here I want you to get this evening. And you need to know these three things. What the devil wants to do to you and to me to paralyze our faith. Now the first thing is making you doubt who you are. Now that seems dead simple, but the devil wants you to doubt who you are. He wants you to doubt that you're saved. He wants you to doubt that you're a real believer. He doesn't want you to know who you are. Do you realize if the church ever could waken up from the sleep, it seems to me,
yes,
Are you hearing me? You said we've been waking. How come sleeping? The church today is asleep. But if the church can ever wake up, Brother Brennan said, if she can ever realize who she really is, not nothing, no demon power could stand before the church of God. She'd be a mighty invincible army. I tell you, in the book of Acts, they realized who they were.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They had been to Jesus. The Bible doesn't say they've been to some great organization or some theological college.
Yes.
But the Word of God says they took knowledge they've been with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I tell you, the devil will know if you've been with Jesus.
Yes.
The demons will know if you've been with Jesus.
Amen.
There'll be an aura of God about you.
Amen.
That will shake the devil to his boots.
Amen.
I believe that tonight with all of my heart. He wants you to doubt who you are. When you're all thinking, you're outmatched with him. All of us are. That's why we need the Lord. But when you realize you're not on your own, you're a child of the King. The first epistle of John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children. And have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's someone great within you tonight. If you're born again in the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ lives in you. Jesus Christ reigns in you. The Holy Spirit's been sent back to the church.
Amen.
To continue the work.
Glory.
And Jesus says, as my Father was with me, so I will be with you. Hallelujah. We will come unto you and make our abode with you. Is that the words of God?
Yes, amen.
That means that Jesus and the Father will live with you. They will dwell with you. He goes further. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, though I am with you always. You are God's representative, brother. You are God's representative, sister. Wherever you go or wherever you are, do not underrate what you are. You are a child of the King.
Amen.
Jesus paid for you in full.
Amen.
He never paid part of the price. He paid the whole price.
Right.
You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you tonight, he does not need to pay for you twice, because the price the first time was more than enough.
That's right. Amen.
You're bought with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, really.
You're the Lord's.
Amen.
And the Lord wants you to know you're his.
Glory.
And when the devil comes to tell you, I know that lying devil, I can discern what he's been even talking about sometimes. He'll come and tell you that you've done this and you've done that. And while I'm preaching, he'll be whispering in your ear that you're not good enough. No, you're not. But Jesus was good enough for you.
Amen.
He was good enough.
Yes.
Psalms 107 verse 2. And a brother Ewell often quotes this when he prays, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God doesn't want you to sit silent. God doesn't want you to go out there silent. The Lord wants you to say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Redeemed means you've been bought. You've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus paid for you. He owns you. You're the Lord's.
Amen.
Don't you think for 1 minute the Lord doesn't look after you. Don't you think for 1 minute the Lord's forsaken you. That's a lie of the devil. One of his biggest tricks today is the Lord's not hearing you. The Lord's forsaken you. You've been too bad this week and the Lord's forsaken you. I tell you, would you put your badness on a scale then and see how bad you really are? I want you to know in this meeting tonight that Jesus saves murderers. He saves adulterers. He saves fornicators. He saves liars. He saves stealers. He saves prostitutes. My Bible tells me Jesus Christ will save whosoever will come.
Amen.
All that come unto me, he says, I'll save them.
Amen.
My Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
I tell you, Jesus is a devil destroyer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't let the devil paralyze you for another moment. I want to read you this tonight. I read this Wednesday night, but I want to read it again tonight. This, the author of this was a real preacher. real man of God. Who is a Christian? A Christian is any person, no matter what his color, class, or creed may have been, who believes the record God has given of his Son in the Word of God. Accept the verdict of God upon himself as a sinner, confesses he is lost and hell deserving, makes bare his heart and all his sins to God only, asks to be cleansed in the Saviour's precious blood, throwing himself for salvation by faith alone, through grace alone, on Christ alone. The true Christian gladly confesses, I'm only a sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus Christ is my all in all.
Amen.
That's a real Christian. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 10 and 9, Acts chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, every one of them agree that you shall be saved.
Amen.
You shall be saved. We know the Bible tells us the serpent beguiled Eve in Genesis 3 and 4, and the serpent still is going about to beguile people today. And 2 Corinthians 11, 3 it says, but I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ.
Amen.
Brother Branham made a statement. He said, people are not getting to Christ. He said, it's not me, it's not the church, it's Jesus. You need to get to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the answer.
Amen.
And the Lord wants you to know tonight who you are. You're the redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful to be healed, but let's say if the Lord never healed one of us, we'll still go to heaven. We're still the Lord's.
Amen.
And while we are here, we can expect to be healed. The enemy wants you to doubt. In Luke 4, verse 4, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. God wants you to believe his word. So he wants you to doubt who you are. Now I know it's not about you, it's about the Lord, but you need to know who you are. You're the Lord's. If you've been saved, you're still saved. You don't need to get saved twice. David never got saved twice. He got restored, but he never got saved twice. There's no such thing. Once you're saved all time. You might get cold, you might get backslidden, but you're still saved. But you'd better get restored. You can come to the Lord and get restored. David said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. There's joy and salvation. Joy!
Amen.
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Here's the second thing that the devil doesn't want you to know about. He wants you to doubt who God is. And I showed this morning, and I preached it here as well, I showed where people just preach Jesus as a man and they leave it there. And I read you, and I showed you what a great preacher said. I think it was Spurgeon or Brother Branham. It was one of the two of them. They said, there's no lie as dangerous as a half-truth. And the Muslims today, and the Mormons today, are taking you see a Bible you have, and they take from it and show that Jesus is just a man, and they leave it there. But I thank God he's more than a man. He's a God-man. He's the beginning and the creation of God.
Yes.
My Bible says all things are made by him and for him, and without him wasn't anything made that's made. He is the beginning of the creation of God. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Psalm 9 verse 6 says, the wonderful counsel of Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. Manifested in flesh. He's more than a man. He was all man. And yet he's all God. Hallelujah. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament.
Yes, amen.
The exact same God. This is why Paul made this great statement in Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants us to have faith. Have faith in God. God wants you to believe him. Believe the Lord. Doubt your doubts and believe God. I heard some wonderful testimonies last night of a man that's been preaching a long time. He's 76 years old. And he said he got very ill and he needed a kidney transplant, and he was praying to God for a new kidney. And the Lord got him the kidney. There was a young man and he offered to give a kidney and he matched him. Now he was praying for a brand new kidney without the operation or anything. And he said God spoke to him about that. And God got him it through somebody who donated a kidney. And he had the operation and all, but while all that went forward and the young man went in to be tested, was he a match for him? And he went in and the doctor said to him, he said, John, you've had a massive heart attack before. And he says, I have never had, doctor, that's a lie. And the doctor said, it's down in my notes that you've had a heart attack. And he says, I don't care what's on your notes is lies.
Amen.
And the point he made is, don't believe everything you're told.
Amen.
Don't believe all you're told by a doctor. The doctor's only working with a sheet of paper and some instruments. But Jesus is working with more than that.
Glory, amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Now I thank God for doctors, but they're not always right, because they're just human. They're not infallible. But I have a doctor called Jesus. He is infallible. Hallelujah! And they said, John, and John was over 70, and they said, John, you've had a massive heart attack. And he says, never. So they sent him off to the top man down in the Royal here, and he investigated, and they'd done all the tests on his house. And they sent for him. They said, you better come quick, John. And he came down and he said, I've good news for you. John says, I know you have. Very positive man. He mixed up, he emphasized, you needed a positive about everything. And that's the way he is. And the doctor says, we've done all the tests in your heart, and you have a heart of a 20-year-old. They said, we've never seen a heart in a man your age like it. Your heart's like the heart of a 20-year-old. And they went ahead with an operation and it saved his life. Now the Lord used the doctor to do the operation, but when they told him he had had a heart attack, that would meant he couldn't have had the operation. Now, I never knew that, but apparently if you've had a heart attack, you can't go for a kidney transplant. And you know what they told him as well? They said, you're far too old to have it anyhow. They said, at your age, you're probably too old now to have it anyhow. And John says, doctor, I'm not planning on dying anytime soon.
Hallelujah.
That's what he told the doctor.
Right.
Hallelujah. The nurse said, you're going to die. And John said to the nurse, just a minute. He says, nurse, I died years ago.
Amen.
And I'm born again, the Spirit of God.
Glory.
And I can't die again.
Glory.
That's what he told the nurse. I tell you, too often we're led back. But the devil has shoved it in your face. We're too backward as Christians. We need a boldness.
Amen.
Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! I believe God can do it. And I tell you, he didn't believe what the doctor said, and he refused to believe what the doctor said, and he got a kidney, and he's living and well, and he's going to the Philippines, and he's 76 years of age. But a man was in the meeting playing an organ, and he had a heart attack, and he's paralyzed down one side. And they told him he'd never play again. He'd never do anything again. And John went and prayed for him in the hospital. And I seen him playing an organ in a meeting last night.
Amen.
Our God's able.
Amen.
I said he's paralyzed down one side and God healed him.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something about it. He didn't have super faith. He said when they came to pray for me, he said, I'm going to be honest about it. I was lying in the hospital and I wasn't good. Paralyzed down one side and his mouth had dropped and his face was down one side and his this was all twisted up one side, was paralyzed. He had had a massive heart attack. And he said he was saying to himself, I hope they get out of here quick till I see the nurses. And they were there to pray for him. And one fellow pulled a bit of tinfoil out of his pocket. And he was wondering, what's he doing, pulling a bit of tinfoil out of his pocket. And this brother said, this is communion bread. We're going to have communion.
Amen.
And he says, brother, when you take this communion, you're going to take it as a point of contact and God's going to heal you.
Amen.
And he said, as soon as his lips touched the communion bread, as a point of contact, and he said, he prayed in himself. He says, Lord, I don't need healed. I need a miracle. And he says, God touched him that way. And he knew he was healed. Glory to God. Do you believe it tonight?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's wrong. Because some people see nothing for so long. And because they've listened to preachers that preach against healing. They're almost brainwashed to believe it can happen. And the devil's paralyzed them. I tell you, I believe it's time that God broke forth amongst us in signs and wonders and miracles. I believe it's time that we start seeking God like never before. How many believe that this meeting tonight?
Amen.
I'll tell you, that old brother said, he said, have you ever been desperate for God to touch you? Said, people's not desperate today. It's like Jack Coe said, Lord bless me and lay my head down to sleep. He said, that's not praying. That's not praying. I tell you, when me and Matthew was coming from Dublin the day, and he put on us the revival. You know the revival, what was that brother's name, Scotland? Duncan Campbell. And he said Duncan Campbell was in the church. And the man came and he pulled his curtain, his coat, and he said, Duncan, you better come outside and see it's happening. And Duncan Campbell was outside, and he said there was a multitude of people. And he said he could hear them screaming, he could hear them weeping, and he could hear them calling upon the Lord. He said, who advertised the meeting? Nobody. He said, who brought them? Nobody. God done it. God sent a revival. God done it. God sent it. God brought it. And people started to get saved. Nobody preached to them. Nobody said a word to them. He opened the door of the church. They were outside the church weeping and falling upon their knees and getting saved.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory. And he said, one man, get up and read a scripture, and the power of God broke loose and fell.
Amen.
It came time to preach.
Amen.
I tell you, when God takes to doing it,
yes.
Don't let the devil brainwash you to tell you it can't happen. Don't let the devil paralyze you. Don't let the devil get you to doubt who God is.
Right.
God is almighty.
Amen.
He's a supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. He's the one that said, let there be light, and there was light. That's God. He's the God that when they came to the Red Sea, and he said to Moses, stand still. Tell the people to stand still, Moses. And Moses told the people to stand still. And Moses lifted his rod over the sea, and the waters parted. I tell you, that's God.
Amen.
And the Bible says the waters went up like a great wall in every side, and they marched across on the dry ground. And God said, the enemy you see today, you will see no more. That's God.
Amen.
That's the God we serve tonight.
Amen.
It was God when David went up to Goliath with 5 smooth stones from a brook, because he knew Goliath had 4 brothers. Did you ever read that? He didn't take 5 stones in case he missed one. He took 5 stones because he knew Goliath had 4 brothers. And he slew Goliath with the 1st stone. And his brothers took heart when they saw the giant fall. And David's brothers slew the brothers of Goliath. And the Bible tells us that. You're getting quiet, man. Maybe you don't believe it. I want to tell you, when God takes the deal, he doesn't do it in the half. I tell you, don't you doubt who God is. God's the one that stood over Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den and the lions couldn't touch him. That's God.
Amen.
God's the one that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they threw into the burning fiery furnace and the fire couldn't touch them and even the smell of smoke didn't come on them. That's God.
Amen.
It was God that a man called William Branham represented.
Yes.
When he stood before 30,000 false religions, and a man stood blind, and he says, let your God come forth and open this blinded man's eyes, and none of them preachers or religious leaders moved. And he said, I'm here to represent the one true God. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the blinded man's eyes come open, and 30,000 people receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. And one altar call, that's God.
Amen.
That's the God of Elijah.
Right.
Where is the God of Elijah? My Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, the same forever. Not the God we serve, don't you doubt God. The Lord's with you. The Lord's never left you. The devil's lying to you. He'll spend the week telling you lies because he's afraid of you. Do you realize he's afraid of you? You say, brother, that's nonsense. That's the truth. Why would he waste so much time spending a week with you to tell you you're not good enough, to tell you you can't do this, you can't do that? That's the devil wants to brainwash you to tell you you can't do it. But the Word of God says you can do it. The Word of God says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Rise up tonight and believe God. I tell you, Satan thought that Job was finished. Job was there. Job was at the point of death. Job's body was boils all over. Job was in the ice heap. I read the book of Job 40 times, one after the other, when I could see him. I tell you, Job was in a real bad way. Job's friends forsook him. Job's own wife said, curse God and die. But my Bible says that Job held his integrity. He believed God.
Amen.
And he said, you're speaking like a foolish woman. He believed God. And he said, though God slay me, Jack Cole sang the song, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him.
Amen.
For when he's done, I'll come forth as gold.
Amen.
I tell you, Job believed God. Where is Job's God tonight? I tell you, he's near.
Yeah.
I tell you, what did the devil do when God came down veiled in a whirlwind? The Almighty God of all the universe came down veiled in a whirlwind, and he came right down over the top of Job in the whirlwind, veiled in that wind, and he said to Job, stand upon your feet like a man. Gird up your loins, Job, thou shalt command me, and I shall answer thee. God gave Job authority in that day. Do you believe that tonight? God gave Job authority. Said, you're going to have to pray for these fellows that spoke against you, or they'll not be forgiven. People don't believe that you can be, you know, that God can do that for you. People don't like to hear that. But that's the Bible.
Right.
It's the Bible. When Adam in the beginning had the power of creation, and he could move trees and do things. How many knows that's the Bible? It's the Bible. When Peter and John came to the book of Acts and said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
Amen.
It's the Bible that the very shadow of Peter passing over them, they were healed just with a shadow. That's the Bible.
Amen.
It's the Bible that they took clothes of Paul and images and handkerchiefs and they led them on the sick and they were healed. That's the Bible.
Amen.
And I believe God's word. But the devil wants you to doubt God's word. You say, brother, you're getting excited tonight. It's just the power of God doing it. God's stressing to you this evening. God's speaking to you tonight that you're not to doubt, you're to believe God.
Amen.
Don't doubt God. Here's the third thing, and I'm going to have to close. He wants you to doubt God's word. He wants you to doubt your own salvation. He wants you to doubt who God really is. And he wants you to doubt the Word of God. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 2:24, he has own sapper of sins and his own body on the tree, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. You don't need to pray for it. You need to pray for a manifestation of the thing that Jesus has already paid for. You need to pray for a manifestation of the thing that Jesus has already done. He's already paid the price for you.
Amen.
This same Bible says he sent his word.
Amen.
And he healed them and delivered them.
Amen.
This same Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them out of them all.
Amen.
Don't doubt God's word tonight. You believe God tonight. Let me read you this. This little lesson that Brother Branham tells us about the old snake and the bird. I know I'm excited. And I'm not worried at all. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. I am told that a snake can catch the eye of a bird and charm that bird with its enchantments and stir it in its eyes until such a way the bird will give the snake its attention for just a few moments. That bird will flutter and completely become paralyzed, and the snake will take the bird. That's the devil. He wants to paralyze you. He'll blind you with the glitter and the glamour of this world and paralyze you. Get your eyes on Jesus. And I can believe that because I know of another serpent, the devil. And if he can ever catch the eye with his enchantments, with modern rock and roll, all these fandangos of the world, he can ever catch you, young lady or young man, just long enough to get his charm in you, you'll flutter, but you can't get loose because his hold's on you and he swallows you up in sin. The only way I'm told that the little bird has a chance to get his eyes of the serpent, and he cannot look at anything else because he stands stirring. But if he'll take his eyes from the serpent and look upward and flutter his wings, he'll fly plumb out of the reach of the serpent. And that's called looking at the unseen. Looking at the unseen. We need to look away to Jesus. I'm closing tonight. There's only one song a brother can sing after this. The snare's broken. We're going to sing it in a moment, brother, if that's all right. Don't let the devil paralyze you. Don't doubt your salvation no more. Don't doubt who God is. Don't doubt the Word of God. The Word of God says that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The same Word of God says that God will pour out water on dry ground. The Bible says if we will hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled.
Amen.
It is time to break up the fallow ground and seek the Lord. Did you hear me tonight? The Word of God says a day is the day I have chosen for you of a fast. I tell you, when you set the plate aside, God sees your heart. And God knows your heart that you're sincere and serious. And sometimes it's good to fast and seek the face of God. Sometimes when we do that and get closer to the Lord, we sometimes see we're maybe not where we should be. But the Lord still loves us. Let's stand our feet tonight. I want us to close our eyes tonight. I'm not going to call nobody forward tonight. I want you to believe God in this meeting this evening. I want you to believe God with all your heart. I want you to believe for whoever you're praying for, but it's not yourself. I want you to think about them right now. Have them on your mind strong. Be praying for them right now strong in your mind, in your family, and we're going to agree in prayer tonight. And I want you to believe God when you leave here tonight. I want you to have an expectation upon you that there's going to be a change. That things are going to turn for the good. Because the Lord loves you tonight.
Amen.
And He paid the price on the cross. Brother, the Lord really loves you. The devil's a liar. Lift your hand tonight if you have a need. Praise God. You believe God tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You believe God tonight. Heavenly Father, you see, Lord, almost every hand's up. Lord Jesus, we know you're not far away. Lord, you're closer than the breath we breathe.
Amen.
Lord, your servant Paul says that you went far away.
Yes.
But you die all them of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. Father, this evening we call upon your name. The name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
Father, you know every need in this room, Lord.
You
know the hearts. Your words are discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that there'll be a manifestation of your promises and of your word upon your people. Lord, you'll heal that brother, heal that sister, heal that boy, heal that girl, heal that man, heal that woman. Oh God, cause that man to walk again. Straighten his arms and limbs in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you'll give your people courage and faith to believe you.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, touch every back. Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight, touch the bloodstreams. And people in this room tonight, call the white cells to rise up against the enemy bloodstreams in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray you'll bring a complete deliverance and health upon your people like never before. Lord, I pray you'll visit us with the mighty visitation of the Holy Ghost. Pour your spirit afresh upon your children tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I pray the angel of the Lord will go to the brother Keith tonight. Let the angel of the Lord go to the brother. May you stand by him tonight, Lord Jesus. Defeat the enemy. And oh God, raise your brother up to health and strength. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, you said if we believe on the Lord, give good gifts to our children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Lord, we pray this evening that you'll meet every need. Financial needs, spiritual needs. Lord, you are a miracle worker.
Amen.
Some of us need a miracle tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, whether it's a miracle or a healing, we know you're able to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I bless each one in this room now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, if there's any tonight that you would speak and tell, will the Holy Ghost move on? Will the voice of the preacher silent? In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As a brother comes, and God bless each and every one. God bless you. As a brother Gary comes, God bless you.
My soul has we
Thank you, Jesus.
Fall afresh on me. Yeah. to sing one hospital a year if we close, but we'll be trying to sing that first from the end. It's beginning to rain.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
This time, I'm not sure the game will pass.
It's beginning to rain, rain, rain.
KFC, I believe it is, but we'll try it again for this.
It's beginning to rain, rain, rain.
Tonight, that whatsoever thing God doeth,
It shall be forever. Nothing can be added to
Amen.
It or taken from it. Lord, we say tonight with that little song, there's nothing more that I can do.
Jesus.
For Jesus done it all.
Hallelujah.
And we are complete in Him. We say tonight, Lord, over our brother Keith tonight, that he's complete because Jesus Christ has done it all at Calvary. We speak tonight, Lord, healing over our brother Keith. We speak, Lord, total deliverance over our brother Keith tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, tonight we rebuke all the lying vanities tonight in the name of Jesus. We say tonight, Lord, that thy word says that great deliverance giveth he to his saints. And to his seed forevermore. Lord, we declare tonight, Lord, that we shall see the goodness of the Lord
Amen.
In the land of the living. We declare tonight, Lord, that you're our kinsman redeemer tonight, Lord. We declare tonight, Lord, that you're our advocate tonight, and you're our healer and our coming king tonight. Lord, we declare tonight, in the face of all our circumstances, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And Lord, it even says in thy word, who shall separate us from that love of God? Shall tribulation or persecution or trials or death or hell? But you said in thy word, in all these things we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
Lord, tonight we just want to thank you for that precious blood. We thank you, Lord, for sins forgiven. Lord, I just pray tonight, Lord, that you'll part each four of us with thy blessing that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. For we say tonight, Lord, thou hast done all things well. Thou hast conquered both death and hell. Lord, help us to profess what thy word says tonight, Lord. Help us to have that profession of faith according to thy
yes,
word.
Jesus.
For we ask it, Lord, in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wonder, you have that little verse, God is bigger than any mountain, Matthew. And I'll try and say it. I don't think we saw it before, but maybe next week I'll try and get the words out from him. Learn it. I'm not sure of the word, but we just take a stab on it. We got it, Matthew. God is bigger than any mountain, I can't imagine. Well, if we don't have it, we'll have to sing the idol. We pray there's no words, and I'll probably get the best of it. We'll have to the Lord bless you, and the Lord will see you well.
Taken all my pride.